News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The clampdown on Airbnb-style lettings will finally come before Cabinet today. We're joined by Maura Ní-Mhiricíodh, CEO of the Irish Self-Catering Federation. Maura, do you have concerns about what's being proposed?
Morning, Shane. How are you? Yes, we have concerns because we have no idea at all what is coming to Cabinet this morning, even though we're the national representative body for the short-term self-catering industry. And self-catering has been here for many, many generations. I get upset when people say Airbnb because we were here long before Airbnb, who only arrived into the Irish market in 2012. And so we hope that people understand that we're owners of properties all over rural Ireland and we need to protect those property owners.
Now, rural Ireland, my understanding is, will not be affected. We're talking about it only affects urban areas with a population of over 10,000.
A population of over 10,000 are towns and villages.
Well, it's not, towns, there's no villages with 10,000.
Not villages, really. No, not villages. But it's towns. So what do you do with a town, like, for example, a tourism town like Killarney, which is a population of over 10,000, yet it is a major tourism town? Are you going to allow self-catering there, or do we all have to pay the exorbitant hotel prices there?
Yeah. Does the exception prove the rule, though? I mean, you pick the most touristy town in Ireland. Like, there's lots of people all across Ireland who can't get accommodation. And you only have to walk through the streets of Dublin or any of the big cities. You'll see those little key boxes chained to posts outside apartments. They're not being let out for long-term rent. They're being let out on short-term basis.
Yeah, yeah. And I think those key boxes are being taken up by the council. I mean, they shouldn't have been there in the first place. They are not the professional industry. So the professional industry are the people who greet you, who meet you, and who run a very reputable businesses. Leaving key boxes on the floor, on the ground, is not really a reputable business.
Yeah, but whether they're key boxes or you've somebody to meet and greet, it doesn't change the basic point. Their property's been used for short-term rent that could be used to provide accommodation for people long-term.
Yes, but I mean, I have a property in West Cork. Most of our properties in rural areas all along the Wild Atlantic Way, we're not going to be able to house all the people in Dublin. And
no,
if
but,
all
but
the...
But sorry, I don't mean to keep interrupting. Those properties will not be impacted by this.
That's good. But we've already, I heard in the last few days that there are 4,000 social housing units lying empty all across urban areas of Ireland. Would it not be in the government's interest to bring those back into the market so they can be used for accommodating people?
Mm. We're not the only country looking at doing this. It's countries across Europe are looking at clamping down on short-term rental.
I wouldn't say clamping down. I would say that the European Union is bringing the register for short-term rental in, and they want to get data on the sector because Eurostat found out that in the last year, it increased by 19% all across the EU. It didn't increase here in Ireland because we have been sort of in limbo for the last 5 or 6 years while the government decides how they're going to regulate the sector. And we've been calling for a register since 2017.
Okay, so what would be acceptable to you, to the Irish Self-Catering Federation? I mean, are you saying leave it as is, or are you willing to accept some changes?
We need a register. We definitely need a register so we know exactly where these places are all over Ireland. But as well as that, we want to protect the people who are in the industry and have been in the industry for years. In other words, people who have as part of their family income, their farm income, they may have renovated part of their property, or they may rent out a few units. So we want to protect those people. Because they are the backbone of rural tourism.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Maura Ní-Mhiricíodh, CEO of the Irish Self-Catering Federation. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.